If you are dealing with or going through a traumatic injury right now, a substantial injury, then I highly encourage you to stick around for this episode. We've got Dr. Annie Armstrong, our beloved leader founder here, who earlier this year had a pretty significant knee injury while skiing. And we finally caught up with her to hear about her injury and then hear all about post-injury, what she's been doing to really put herself into the optimum place for healing, rehab, rejuvenation, and getting back to all the things that she loves to do. Dr. Annie, welcome to the show. So great to have you here.
Absolutely. So good to be here.
So earlier this year,
everything came to an end for me.
Yes.
Quickly on a mogul.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, skiing, right? The number one way to blow your ACL. And I've skied my whole life. And, you know, my binding didn't let go. And my knee did let go. So it was classic, the old double, nice little gross pop in your knee. And it just felt, I mean, I knew immediately.
It's a pop. It's a sound and feeling that you never forget.
You won't. You won't forget it. And, you know, Dr. Ashley was up there with me, and she was awesome. She was actually on the chair going over me. She's like, "Dr. Annie, are you okay?"
She yells down
like,
to you.
I'm like, "No, come back and evaluate my knee." So I basically slid and got carried down to the lodge mid mountain, and Dr. Ashley came back and check my knee. She's like, ooh, definite ACL tear. Packed my knee in ice, and someone else bought me a cocktail, and, you know, I sat there and moped.
Some battlefield medication. It's tough, you know.
So, oh, I mean, man.
If you're bringing us, now it's, you know, so when was this?
December 11th.
This was December 11th, so kind of right before the new year, and it's tough, right? And so anybody who is going through this right now or who has recently gone through it, it's a major bummer.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been a mental game for me more than anything else. I mean, I am completely addicted to exercise. Skiing is my passion sport. And, you know, it was difficult. The first few days, you know, I was really sore anyway, but I had to really get over that, that mindset of just being an injured victim. Like, I was just like, I felt like I was sick, right? And I'm like, no, everything else works for me. Your mind is intact, elbows, shoulders, other knee, you know, everything else is going. And I, you know, I texted over to CrossFit Industrious, just love that team. And I'm like, do you guys got a salt bike sitting around you don't use? Cause I'm like, what can I do with like missing a leg, right? Assault bike's got those great pegs in front. You can use your arms. And they're like, "Dr. Annie, we got you, you know, come on over. We'll lend you an assault bike." So I had my kid drive me over, got an assault bike, got on that thing, started one legged pedaling, felt immediately better. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, and just, so the process was a lot about that. And then I dove and I rehabbed really, really hard, you know, obviously got the immediate MRI surgical consult with Dr. Michael Lee over at Edmonds Ortho. Got the MRI, you know, fully ruptured ACL. And they like you to wait it out a bit. You know, let the blood come out of the knee, get some of the inflammation out before they operate. Yeah.
So if you were to frame up, you know, for a person who's, you know, going through that, or is just maybe just kind of just started on that journey, they're kind of dealing with some of the emotional fallout. So it sounds like one of the things you would say would be to, as safely and as quickly as possible, shift out of that state of, here's all the things I can't do, here's everything I've lost, you know, acknowledge that, but then look at, well, what can you do to bring some activity in, to bring some movement in, to bring some kind of positive progression in based on where you are in the journey, but earlier is better.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your injury, of course, like I didn't have a fracture. Well, I did have a fracture, but just a compression fracture. So it's stable. And I'm also well-researched, you know, so I'm ahead because I'm in the field, and I know what the parameters are, which was really helpful. But, you know, please, if anyone's going through this, you know, reach out to me, because I'll hold your hand, you know. But the big thing is the mental shift and figuring out what you can do. Start getting that good mental space, manifesting that healing. whatever your visualization process is, you know, for me, it's pretty anatomical. Like I really think about blood and oxygen and, you know, all that sort of stuff come into the joint and get moving in the best way you can. And look to your team. I mean, besides Industrious, you know, I dove in here with my team here right away. They got me doing some passive activation. They got me with the blood flow restriction training. We lasered it like crazy. I got in with Chemo Cole at Anvil Fitness. He was training out of the facility here. You know, he's like, okay, let's move everything else, you know? And my mindset shift within a week was fabulous, you know?
There really is, you know, value in this approach to your health, looking at it from the lens of a medical team, right? So, you know, besides the recommendation around getting yourself into a positive place with movement mentality, it's also getting that supportive medical team in place to help you figure out what you can do, right? And start applying a variety of therapies that can help stabilize or reduce inflammation or start moving some of the other parts of the body that you can move. I think getting with Sage, right? They started throwing it, Sage Naturopathic, started throwing, you know, IV nutrient therapy at it and variety ozone, other things, start reducing inflammation, right? Put your body into a state of optimized healing. And then really getting ready for surgery, right? All that was kind of prior to the surgical choice, and you had some choices there and you ended up...
Yeah, the choice, you know, that was probably the hardest decision. I met with two surgeons and both really highly respected. One of them he really wanted to harvest my hamstring and do what's called an autograft, which is your own tissue. And I really, really didn't want that. But, you know, allografts are known to be more... have a higher failure rate. And partially, sometimes they're rejected. There's healing issues. But allograft tendons are also managed and treated differently than they used to be. They used to be harvested and radiated to keep them. But now they're not anymore. They're some kind of a cryo process. So the allograft is much better. And, you know, it's also, for me with the surgeons, it came down to this sort of relational, emotional aspect as well. Like Dr. Mike Lee and I have worked together, oh gosh, 15 years. You know, we used to do events together. We know each other. And I called him. We just had this chat about ligaments. And he's like, you know, Annie, I'm 48. And I don't know quite how old you are, but if you're anywhere in that group, allograft's your choice. You know, that's because of the morbidity of harvesting, you know, either a patella tendon or your hamstring. And so we just had a great conversation about it and I felt connected and informed. And so that was the choice I made, but I was so darn functional when I went in for my first visit with him. He's like, maybe you should just wait and see if this ligament heals. I'm like, okay. And I gave it another week and I'm like, you know what? No. It's not. But in the backstory of this whole thing, I had stem cells on my mind, right? Because had that ligament been really just partially blown, then stem cells can have shown in some research to restore that ligament.
Then you might have looked at a completely non-surgical approach on the front end.
I would have absolutely, because, you know, surgery is, no matter how good your surgeon is, it's absolutely brutal. You know, it's my first time having surgery, and I was taken aback by the pure brutality of having surgery.
It's intense. No matter what surgery you have, I don't think you're prepared for how train wrecked you get after that surgery.
It's amazing. You know, I was really, and as prepared as I was, like I was fit, I had no inflammation, I had no alcohol,
you had
I was
stuff.
Ready to roll.
You did everything.
I did everything
you could possibly do.
I lasered. I was ready to go, you know, and
you still felt just completely smashed by
just this. Brutalized. Yeah. So had surgery January 11th and, yeah, had that, a tibialis posterior tendon in, for those of you who love to geek out. And that was the tendon that Mike likes to use. And it's, you know, it's looped in half and then run through your knee along the pattern of the ACL and bolted into place. You know, one bolt stays and one dissolves in a year. It gets reabsorbed by the bone, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, I would say it was It was very, very painful coming out of that.
You know? I kind of think of this as a phased approach. You know, we talk a lot here at Head to Toe about phases of our healing journey. We have the repair, restore, rebuild. And in some ways, your journey kind of tracks along that exact same model, right? So that first phase of things was some of the initial repair work that needed to be done. And then moving into that second phase, you opted in for a kind of a cutting edge, I would go ahead and say, cutting edge kind of therapy option to expedite, speed up that restoration phase and get you into that strong spot where you could really start to rebuild your strength and your function. So after surgery, successful surgery, it was intense. That kind of then queued you up for the next stage of your journey.
Yeah. So, you know, probably the week after surgery, I lasered like nobody's business because the class 3 medical laser doesn't produce heat. It's completely safe to use over your incisions. Obviously, you know, you have to keep it super clean or use a cover or something like that. But it doesn't heat up the metal. It speeds healing. It speeds ATP production. And that was amazing. So I used laser 3 times a day. On my knee when it was, you know, big as a balloon and full of water. And it was so, so very helpful. And then the moment I could, obviously, as well, you're doing range of motion and some passive activation of the muscle. I also got a good old fashioned stim unit and got to get my quad firing because your muscle just turns right off. You know, it's protecting the joint. It's like, there's major damage here. I'm not going to fire anymore. I don't want to compress the joint. So it just turns off. It's completely inhibited. Your huge quad, no more. Which is a trip, right? And it takes a while for it to come back. But yeah, so I did all those things and I got moving around a little bit and got into PT also for a visit over there at Experience Momentum. Huge shout out to that group. Really great with post-op care. Got in here, you know, started doing my thing again. But the big thing I did differently was I chose to get some stem cells done to speed up the healing process. And I went with a group called the Cellular Performance Institute, and they are in Tijuana. So it's funny when I say to people, I'm going to get stem cells in Tijuana. They're like, you're going to Tijuana? Not, you're going to get stem cells. Like everyone is like, you know, thought my organs would be removed and I'd come back and multiple
yeah,
parts.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds a little bit, I don't know if sketchy is the right word, but it seems like it trips some kind of mental alarm or something like, yeah. Whoa, that's crazy. You know, you're going to some foreign country to get some medical procedure done.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a fabulous experience. And I'll talk a little bit about their whole treatment program, because I think it's worth explaining. I will say though, you know, it's hard to judge because I don't know. I haven't had surgery before. I don't know what the recovery timeline is like. So it's hard to say, am I doing better than someone else who's had what I had? And the research isn't out there. It's just not. It will be, you know, the group, I'll shorten to CPI. They're doing their own clinical study, which I'll be a part of with my knee. But it's a week-long program. Over at CPI, and essentially, yeah, you fly to San Diego and they pick you up in a Sprinter van and take you over the border to their little facility there, Chipsa Hospital in Tijuana, overlooks the ocean. And they start you off with really getting your body prepped for stem cells. So they're looking at decreasing inflammation as much as possible. And so therapies are ozone, you know, to, I think, bring down free radicals, fight infection, all that sort of stuff.
IV, are we talking IV ozone?
IV ozone. Yeah, everything's IV. You get IVs for 5 days, basically.
I'm a big fan of IV therapy.
A huge fan.
It's the way to go.
Yeah, I've had, and Dr. Angel over at Sage had done it for me before I left. So I was, you know, I had been ozonated already. So ozone, they do all your blood work. They do a new MRI, by the way, $200 for an MRI in Tijuana on your knee.
Cheap.
And new blood work, you know, great team. Like, you know, everyone had like a nurse. There was 2 doctors always there, orthopedist. I mean, their team is amazing. Like really, really well cared for there. Yeah. So you got that. You get, you know, what's called the Myers cocktail, which is again, the magnesium, Bs, Cs, you get the ozone.
really putting the body into a very receptive, like healing optimized place.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they add, NAD plus, which is like, you know,
lots of NAD,
jet fuel for mitochondria, right? Yeah. So it just is priming you up to produce ATP like crazy. They're big on NAD. You get PEMF therapy, which is,
the Beamer. Is that the Beamer?
Well, I don't know if it's the same. It felt different than the unit at Sage. Okay. This is pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy. It feels like you're getting a little knock, knock, knock in your joint. And what it does is increase oxygen like crazy in your joint. So they do that for, I had it for 2 days, pretty intensive dripping and therapy. Then you get your cells, your stem cells. So my program I got, and just a note on their stem cells, they're umbilical mesenchymal stem cells. So there's an original harvest and then they grow them in their lab. And they also make them so they can survive a really hypoxic environment. So it makes them much more durable because stem cells are super fragile. And these stem cells are able to differentiate into anything you need them to be. So they're different than what we can get in the States. We can't get these in the States. That's why I went to Tijuana. And so I got 80 million intravenous stem cells dripped in, and then I got 20 million with a glycated PRP because they also, you know, they take my blood and they do a PRP and mix it in with the stem cells, put that right in the knee, got 20 million in the knee. Some good drugs because it's quite painful. And it was very painful.
It was, I find that interesting. It was the injection and the IV.
IV, no, not at all. But the injection, very painful. They want it to be. The more painful it is, the better off the results are, they say. Because it swells so much, right? It swells so much. And so that first night was, but you know, I got good drugs. So did everyone else. And so, you know, the night for me was okay. The people who had, like, there was a lot of people there getting their discs done.
Oh, a lot of back issues.
Yes. So this place has really got, it became famous because of Joe Rogan, who is a fighter, and it's all about the fighter community. It started by fighters, mixed martial arts guys. There was a lot of fighters there, and there's a lot of very famous fighters going through this place. And, so a lot of low backs and necks. So there's low backs, necks, shoulders, and knees, and a hip or two getting worked on when I was there. So some people who had multiple things injected, they were really hurting. I will say they were hurting the next day. And then you get to the hyperbarics. You get more NAD, and you go to the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which again increases stem cell production. And oxygenates your blood. So
it's really quite the combination of treatments. I mean, you're getting like all the good stuff in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds both awesome, intense, and hard all at once.
Yeah, I would say so. And they said in the beginning, we're trying to give you 3 months of therapy in 5 days.
It really feels to me like a 3 month program. Mm-hmm. That if I was thinking about, well, what would this look like if we were doing something similar, say, maybe minus those particular stem cells. But if we were, say, doing that with like a PRP process here or something, maybe a little less potent, but you know, along those lines. Yeah, I was saying it sounds like a 3-6 month treatment protocol.
Yeah, it was very intense. All of us were exhausted. I think I went to bed at 6:30 or 7:30 and just crashed. I mean, NAD is helpful for resetting your circadian rhythm. So it's great for sleep. It doesn't last long in your body, NAD, but,
like 2 days or something.
At most. There's a lot of different opinions on that, but, you know, it's the purpose of it is just to increase that, you know, that ATP and mitochondrial function.
I've been experimenting with high dose NAD treatments and they're cool. I definitely think it's like, that day and a little bit of the next day. And then it's kind of,
I really think that's all it does, a couple days. So it was amazing. I felt extremely well cared for. You know, but it was exhausting, you know, so I got back here. The hard part about their program is that you cannot, exercise afterwards. At all. They don't want inflammation to confuse the stem cells away from where they're supposed to be. Because obviously you need inflammation for the stem cells. It's the cellular signal that help is needed, right?
Come here.
Yeah.
Do your magic here.
Do your magic here. And then, so you want to a certain degree, but if you have a ton of inflammation or you have workout inflammation, they're going to get distracted. And that's 90 days after the procedure is when you have to be pretty careful. So really no working out for that first month, which is
that's
a
intense.
Kicker for me.
That's very intense.
Yeah.
A full month after.
A full month. So there's grades of it. I pushed really hard. They were all tired of me by the time. They're like, you can't exercise for just 2 weeks. You can't do anything. So 2 weeks is really like it's a no. But then by week three, I can start swimming and doing a little light biking. But you're like, you know, they don't want you to amp it up.
Very low impact, low intensity.
Yeah.
Just more like getting, you know, movement for mental sanity.
And for me, I'm rehabbing from surgery, right? So it was definitely a challenge for me to piece together the best combination, like, because there wasn't a ton of information on when should I get the stem cells. Like, they said 3 weeks to a month or when you would start PT. So that's what I went for. But it's, you know, it's been interesting because I don't want to be set back for not being more active right now.
Right. You're a little bit in the kind of frontier zone.
Yeah.
It's not clear methodologies that's been established and rigorously tested over time, right? It's more like here's some guidelines and some suggestions, and you're kind of navigating through what you feel is best, what they feel is best based on their experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because most people are there for, you know, they like stem cells do great for healing like a meniscal tear and or a partial rupture and or, you know, arthritis, destroyed shoulders, you know, really good for that. And these disc results are just amazing. You know, they're injecting into the discs and it's phenomenal.
The discs love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, there was a guy there who, I mean, he was in agony, and by the time we left, he was not in agony. You know, it's really quite immediate. It was profound. So I was excited to see that for other, you know, for patients I know who are just not responding to
patients who have in an extreme situation, a situation where they're really open to anything and everything that could potentially be a solve.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than a surgery.
Yeah.
Once you get a low back surgery, you're kind of toast.
Yeah. Like fusing those discs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then the next ones are going to blow, right? Yeah. Above and below is going to go next, and it's going to keep going.
It's a chain reaction.
It's not a good, I hate to say it, but it's not a good protocol. Like, it's just not. I rarely see, good results from it, you know, and I've been practicing for a long time, so I can say that now.
Well, it's exciting that there's an option now for people in those kind of scenarios. And, you know, and I think here for yourself, you know, time will tell. So I think as we cycle back again, like you're saying, you haven't had a ton of surgeries to compare this with. That wasn't like, you know, you had some kind of a shoulder blowout or your other knee blew out 10 years ago. And now we're going to do a compare and contrast. Like, what was it like back then when you got it versus now? But I do think there's a lot of valuable insight. And I do think there's a lot of, you know, potential insight that you can bring, you know, to patients here at the clinic. Collectively, we can share with patients around options as they're looking at a variety of different treatment methodologies. Even part of that treatment methodology that you went through, you know, where you could say taking the stem cells out, there's still a variety of other healing therapies that you went through in an intensive way that now you might have some additional insight or recommendations for people on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anyone needs information, just DM me on Instagram, Head to Toes Instagram, and I will respond and we can connect on it, because I have learned a bunch about post-op and post-op care, particularly for this particular injury. And I'd love to share it. Happy to share it.
Well, we are glad to have you back and on the road to recovery.
Yes.
And for those of our patients and listeners who are patients and who might be wondering, you know, when you are coming back to the clinic, we have a tentative date that might change, but believe that sometime in March.
Yeah, I'm shooting for mid-March to come back really part-time into the clinic. That'll be tentative. Depends on how I'm doing. I have to be able to load, you know, as chiropractors, we load and we pivot and shift all day long on a single leg to adjust and move around the table. And so my knee has to be in good shape to do that. So we'll see. I'm hoping for mid-March.
That's what we're hoping. More updates to come. And of course, we'll let our community know here locally when that time comes back. But until then, you know, you're going to be working on both your physical transformation, your physical health restoration, as well as tooling up the business, the clinic, really focusing on your development. So I think, again, it's a really great illustration that you're not allowing this time to be a wasted time or an unproductive time. In fact, you're doubling down on your self-development. You're doubling down both on your physical recovery, but then also, tooling things up in terms of your leadership, the business, your growth there as well. So I'm really excited, I think, for everything that you're going to be tackling in these months to come.
Yeah. You know, it's been an interesting time. You know, I've had time that I've never had before. And so it's been fun to work with my team, build some new processes, and get into some development pieces for Head to Toe, because 2023 is going to be just a rocket year. You know, it's going to be a great year. I'm excited.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
We need a great year. We're ready for a great year.
Ready for a great year.
Forget all these crazy years. We're ready for a great year. Let's go get it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for sharing your journey. All the love, all the best support, positive healing energy coming from us to you. And we will get you on the show in a future episode to get an update.
Absolutely.
Until the next time, remember, movement is the best medicine.